Lord God, Almighty Heavenly Father, we pray for the anointing of your Holy Spirit to fall mightily upon us. Open my lips that only your word would be spoken. Open our ears that only your word would be heard. Soften our hearts that we may understand your truth, turn to you, and be healed. This we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to turn with me in our Bibles to Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 3. This is page, I think it's 1080. That's page 1080 in the Pew Bibles. Just to set the context of the reading a little bit, Jesus had been well along in his ministry. It appears just before his final week of Passion. And he's talking to the disciples about the great city of Jerusalem. And he tells them to beware, because there will come a day when not one stone will be left upon another. He's talking about the destruction. So now he's going across the Kidron Valley up onto the Mount of Olives, which overlooks Jerusalem. So looking back over the city, the disciples now ask him, Lord, when will these things happen? Basically, when will Jerusalem be destroyed? And this is his response. Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 3. As he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished? And Jesus began to say to them, see that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and a kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard. They will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and a father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Have any of you been watching the news this week? Hard, isn't it? Hard. It angers me to see what has happened in Afghanistan this past week, and it saddens me to think of what's going to happen there in the days and weeks to come. More people are going to die. American military and civilians, and Afghan allies. More women and children are going to be abused. America, the greatest military power the world has ever seen, has been humiliated by 7th century tribesmen. Amazing, incredible, embarrassing. I don't think in any of our lifetime we've ever seen America so humiliated as we have been this past week. I get angry when I think about what's happening in our great country. Our southern border is wide open to the poor, yes, but also to the sick, the criminals, and the terrorists. Cases of COVID virus now are rapidly increasing. We thought we were over that, and now it seems to be getting worse. Boys are playing in girls' sports and using girls' bathrooms. Whoever thought? Inflation is increasing. Our national debt is well over $20 trillion. Our judicial system has become corrupted. There is no equal justice for all. As Antonin Scalia once said, we uphold laws we like and we strike down laws we don't like. Laws just don't seem to matter anymore, or they are enforced unequally. After months of defunding the police, amazing, crime in our cities is now rising rapidly. How stupid was that? People call 911 and no one responds. That must be fearful to live in a place like that. There are more devastating storms, droughts out west, and earthquakes. As we speak, Louisiana is being hammered by a hurricane. All this angers and frustrates me because I expected better. I expected our politicians to be wiser and smarter, but they're not. I expected our military leaders to be more competent, but they're not. These decisions that have been made from a military perspective are horrific and are being criticized by all the military leaders throughout the world. How could we have done what we did in Afghanistan? I expected our social media giants to be more fair in censoring free speech, but it is not. I just saw where they're allowing the Taliban free rein on social media, but they are censoring our own politicians. Does that make sense? I expected our judges and prosecutors to treat people more equally. Aren't we supposed to have equal justice under the law? No, it depends on who you know, how rich you are, the connections that you may have. I expected our financial institutions to be more honest, but they're not. While our economy is on the verge of collapsing, we're seeing records on Wall Street, bond markets. I expected our voting system to be more secure and more transparent, and it is not. I expected our news media to be more professional, but they are not. All this raises a very important theological point. I expected to happen what the Bible clearly tells us will not happen. Did you get that? I expected to happen what the Bible clearly reveals to us is not going to happen. I expected our world to prosper, to be fair, to be at peace, to be good. And certainly there is still much goodness in our country. But our leadership has failed us. The social liberal components of our country are gaining control. As we heard in our reading from 2 Timothy, despite my hopes, and I believe the hopes of many of us, we are told in the last days there will come times of difficulty. So the Bible reveals to us. We're told, understand this. This is like Paul's trying to make this point. He says, look, listen to this. This is really important. In the last days, there will come times of difficulty. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Sadly, I see that in the churches as well today. And Paul tells us further on in this reading, those who are evil will get worse and worse. So what is the Christian response to all this? Anger, despair, bitterness, depression? Well, as 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal when it comes upon you to test you. This is a time of testing. as though something strange were happening to you. I talked about expectations. I expected it to be better. And the Bible tells us, no, don't be surprised when you see all this stuff happening. This is what happens when a society turns its back on God. This is what happens when we slaughter millions of unborn babies. This is what happens. God doesn't have to destroy. He just simply has to remove his hand and allow the enemy to have his way. I believe that's exactly what we're seeing in our country today and in the world. We once were one nation under God, but no more. So it says, don't be surprised when you see all these things happening. The Bible tells us that's what's going to be like. Expectations. A second response, as Luke 21:28 tells us, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Don't be discouraged. Don't be forlorn. Don't walk around with heads bowed down. Stand up. Hold your head up high. Why? Because the Bible told us it was going to be like this. So set our expectations. We see this. Yeah, that's what happens when people reject God. Hold our heads up high. Be strong in the Lord. And then third, remember what we heard in our reading from Mark chapter 13. The one who endures to the end will be saved. The one who endures to the end will be saved. I was saying to someone this week in the midst of all the stuff going on, I said, yeah, but remember, the best is yet to come. And they said, yeah, but you know what? The worst is yet to come also. And I thought, well, that's probably true. Yes, the worst is yet to come. It's getting worse. But then the best is yet to come. But yeah, it's going to be a hard time. The direction that we're headed in is going to be worse. These poor people in Afghanistan who were left behind. Sad, tragic. What's happening in Cuba? What's happening in Venezuela? What's happening in China? All over the world. Our country as we know it is falling apart. That's what's happening. But the Bible tells us that this is the way it was going to be. So Paul says, or Peter says again, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Now, do we still pray against all of this? Absolutely. We pray for our leaders. We pray for a response. We pray for the safety of those people that are left behind in Afghanistan. We pray for peace all over. We pray, we pray, we pray. We do not get angry. We do not get frustrated. We don't get stressed out either. Because God told us that this was what's going to happen. God is still in control. God is still with us. His plan is still going to be accomplished. The wicked will be judged. We have that assurance. And yes, those of us who endure to the end will be saved. The message today, my brothers and sisters, is that we must not lose our joy in the midst of all this that's going on. We see the things happening, and we have a sense of fear that can grip us. One of the major components or causes of fear is fear of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. We fear the worst. Well, for this very reason, I believe the Bible, specifically Jesus, says, I'm telling you what's going to happen so that when it does happen, you'll know that I'm not surprised by it. So don't be surprised either. This is how it's going to be. And so do we have fear of the unknown? Well, to some extent, you know, you can't avoid it. But the fact is, we know what's going to happen. It's going to get worse. People are going to be abusive, lovers of self rather than lovers of money, disobedient to parents, lack of self-control, lawlessness, violence is going to increase. But we do not lose heart. We do not lose faith. We do not let the enemy steal our joy. Because if we lose our joy, we lose our witness. If we lose our joy, we lose our witness. And what does the church need to be doing now? Witnessing. In the midst of all that's happening, we need to be the strong ones saying, yeah, the Bible told us it was going to be like this, but you know what? God's still in charge. Because there are people all around us who are fearful, who are anxious, who worry about things that are happening and what is to come. And we can be the ones, in the name of Jesus, to stand up and say, yes, yes, this is what's happening. But God promised he would still be with us. And one day, Jesus will return. And at that day, all things will be set as they were meant to be. There will be shalom. That's what shalom means. Not just lack of violence, but peace. As things were meant to be originally. One day they will be. But we're going to go through this trial period, this testing period, and the faith of many will be tested. And many, I fear, will fall away. Many of the churches, as Paul said, will have the appearance of godliness, but denying its power, denying the presence of the Holy Spirit. We must not allow ourselves to fall into that trap. So again, are things happening that are fearful and raise anxieties? Yes. But let us not be forlorn. Let us not be discouraged. Let us not be downtrodden. Lift our heads up high and continue to have that joy because of our faith we have in Jesus. Because if we lose our joy, we lose our witness. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God, it's upon us. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. And yes, the worst is yet to come, but truly after that, the best is yet to come. Because God really, really, really does love us more than we can imagine. Would someone please close us in a prayer? Jesus' name.